U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice arrived in the Indian capital, New Delhi, a few hours ago, where she traveled for consultations in connection with last week's deadly terrorist attacks in India's commercial hub city, Mumbai. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is scheduled to meet with Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and other top officials as the Indian government continues to face intense public accusations of security and intelligence failures in the wake of the 60-hour siege across Mumbai last week. U.S. officials have indicated groups based in India's neighbor Pakistan may be responsible for the attacks and have pressured the Pakistani government to cooperate in the investigation. Speaking to the press before her departure, Rice said she expects to have Pakistan's full cooperation.
I want to consult with the Indian government further about what we can do to help. I already noted that everyone should cooperate fully, and Pakistan in particular needs to cooperate fully and transparently. I was pleased to see the statements of the Pakistani government that they intend to do so, but that is the nature of my trip to India.
Mumbai Police Commissioner Hassan Ghaffour said Tuesday that ex-Pakistani army officers trained the group, some for up to 18 months, and that they set out by boat from the Pakistani port of Karachi. The revelations came as a senior Bush administration official said India had received a warning from the United States that militants were plotting a waterborne assault on Mumbai. Indian Foreign Minister Pranab Mukherjee also said that his country gave a list of about 20 people, including India's most wanted men, to Pakistan's High Commissioner in New Delhi on Monday. U.S. National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell said the same group that carried out last week's attack is believed to be behind the Mumbai trains bombing that killed more than 200 people 2 years ago. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.